Dirk Arkart is from Germany. He says just basic knowledge of English sometimes isn't enough.
The most difficult thing for a foreigner is to understand jokes. If you understand irony or humor in a foreign language, you're an advanced speaker. So for me, it's sometimes very hard to understand jokes, but it's even harder to make jokes. So I always fail in that part too.
When Kina Wong arrived in America from Cambodia, she knew no English. She says she had a hard time understanding things that came easy to her American peers.
When I was young, I never trained to drink like milk and stuff like that. We didn't have that kind of nutritious stuff. So when I would go to school, they gave me milk. I didn't know how to drink those stuff. And my teacher was telling me I was young, you know, and I didn't know how to speak English either. So I wouldn't know. So I just take the milk and put all pile in my locker. I keep save the milk and then bring it to the locker and put it in my locker. And they was wondering what happened to the milk. I mean, they walk by my locker, it always smells stink. So when they open the locker, there's all this milk sitting in the locker. So it's all spoiled milk.
Shamsi Shakuna is from Somalia. She says immigrants are not always the ones misreading the situation.
My mom went to a retail store, and the way that she was dressed, this other lady who works at the store automatically presumed that she would be needing to go to the clearance section. So she comes to my mom and she looks at her and says, "Oh, these things over here, you need to be on that. The clearance section is on that side." And my mom is like, "You know, I can't afford anything else in this store. Like, why are you automatically assuming that I should be going to the clearance section?" But she doesn't speak English, so she couldn't really defend herself or say anything. So she just kept shopping. And just to show that lady, like, yep, you don't need to judge people, you know, at first look, she went and just got something expensive and bought it and left. But if I was her, I probably wouldn't even buy anything. And I would give her a piece of my mind about it. Another story personally about me is I remember I was in middle school working at McDonald's. And this lady came up to me. She was probably around 35, 40-ish, and her mother was with her, who was, you know, a little elderly mother, elderly lady. And she gave me, her bill was like 13-something, and she gave me a $20 bill. Now, looking at it, to me, that $20 looked like a $10. So I was just correcting, and I was like, "Oh, ma'am, you owe $3 more. And some change." And she looked at me and she said, "Look at it, it's a $20 bill. Don't you understand anything? You don't belong here. You need to go back to your country." And she just kept saying it loud so everyone in the store can in the restaurant can hear her. And I was young that time, and I was just like almost gonna be crying, or I can't even say anything to her because I am need to be professional and be working still and just take what she just said. But I know if it was another girl who was standing next to me, and she being a white girl, I am pretty sure she would never say anything like that to her. But just by looking at me, she automatically assumed, "You're African, you need to go back where you came from, you're dumb." And it was just an honest mistake that anybody can make.
Eric Basimwa was from the Congo. He believes African immigrants struggle with understanding something very important: following the law.
Which some tradition, you might think you're doing a tradition, but you're breaking the rules here. And there's no excuse. Like me, I've been here long enough. I know reading, writing. I don't have any excuse to say I didn't know. Where the refugee who come, they break the law. They don't know. They don't speak English.
What kinds of things would be breaking the law?
Let's say I know the big problem was like people come, buy a car, start driving. Because Africa, some countries, they don't care you have driving license or insurance. When police stop you, you already broke the laws. You think you're still in Africa. Or maybe the apartments. Some country, people talk loud, shouting. So they were thinking, the neighbor can think maybe they're fighting. So the neighbor called police. "Oh, this apartment, tell, they're fighting." So police will come and say, "No, we're not talking, we're not fighting, we're just talking." So in the street, the same thing. So I can see the difference in that area is like, or the way they treat women is different. They, hey, women is down, men are up. America is not the same way.
Standing out and being different in a new country can lead to unexpected hassles. Adjusting to life in the U.S. takes tenacity, even in a place which claims to celebrate difference. This is Erica Lawrenson for Prairie Public.